Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
March 24, Genesis chapter 12, verses 17 through 20. The Word of the Lord. But the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abram's wife Sarai. So Pharaoh summoned Abram. "What have you done to me?" he said. "Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister so that I took her to be my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Then Pharaoh gave orders about Abram to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had. Drinking alcohol is not sinful. Getting drunk is. Repeatedly drinking to excess meant my threshold for experiencing the numbing effects of alcohol continually increased. More alcohol was needed over time. The consequence of this destructive, addictive behavior is a daily battle to combat the false belief I will feel better if I just have a drink. Abram went to Egypt, although God guided him to the promised land of Canaan. He lied about Sarai. The consequence was the ire and distrust of a powerful ruler and a damaged reputation and testimony. Deliberate disobedience brings consequences. What painful consequences are you enduring now? How might this be an opportunity to return to the place God led you previously? Merciful God, forgive my conscious choices to disobey you. I desire to learn and live better as I follow you each day. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.